So Waterford will take on Cork in round four of the Ladies Football League on Sunday at Park Erin. Throw-in is at 2 o'clock, and defender Aoife Murray is here in studio to chat about this one. And Aoife, you're going into this game after defeats to Armagh, Kerry and Mead last time out. How would you sum up your league campaign so far?
Well, I suppose the first game against Armagh, we didn't really perform to the best of our ability in comparison to maybe the preparation we had put in up until that game. However, we feel like with the Kerry game especially, we came on a lot within the week, and we really improved on a lot of aspects of our performance, which we were happy with. And then going into the Meath game, we had a bit more confidence from the good performance the week before. And again, aspects of our game, I feel, went well for us, and then other aspects maybe not so well. So we're kind of trying to look at what didn't go well and try and refine those small margins and get them right then for the game against Cork this weekend.
What have you been working on over the past 2 weeks since that defeat to Meath?
We've been working a lot on our attacking play. And you know, Cork are a very pacey team, so you know, intensity of training and breaking at a pace and getting used to playing at that level is very important when you're coming up against a very high energy team. But again, I feel like we have a lot of young players this year and a lot of fit players and a good runners, especially around the kind of middle half and the forward line. So I think that game will suit us in terms of our style of play as well.
And speaking of that style of play, Aoife, like, how well has Mairead O'Brien settled into senior ladies football so far?
Absolutely, yeah. It's been a pleasure to have Mairead with us this year. You know, she's brought great experience to the panel. Even considering it's her first year on the panel, you'd never know. She's slotted in there, comfortable as ever, up and cool out in front of the goal. It's great to have the other Camogie girls with us as well, like Clodagh and Alana. And obviously Annie will be coming back into the panel later on in the year, so it's great because they have experience playing at inter-county level, and they can bring that intensity and commitment and knowledge from their other game into our game as well.
This is an important game for Cork as well. Aoife, they only have one win out of their three games so far. What do you think they'll bring to the table now on Sunday?
I think Cork will always come at you with a lot of pace. They have good runners. You know, they have pacey forwards like the likes of Katie Quirk. We've seen her. She was one of their top scorers in at least two of their games. So, you know, you're coming up against well-experienced players. But again, we have people in our back line especially that are used to marking players like the Kate Quirks and say the Amy Mackens. So we've had experience with those type of players, like Emma and Hannah are well up to that challenge, and I've no doubt that they will do that to the best of their ability and very effectively as usual.
How proud are you to line out with your sisters Emma, Katie and Corin in this Waterford team?
Ah, sure, it's great. Like, I suppose we know no different because we've always started out together since we were under 14. But I think since Cora has come onto the senior panel as well, it's just great for her to kind of be in the loop as well, because, you know, she's a really good player and she brings a lot to the panel. And it's nice then that it's a kind of more of a family affair, and it kind of brings other aspects of kind of community and closeness and pride as well, you know, getting to represent our club alongside our other club players, Orla, Ellen and Casey as well, obviously. But yeah, it's great, and you know, plenty to be chatting about post-training and post-game analysis is in the car and whatever else.
Are there any similarities in how you play, Aoife?
I feel we're all very fit. You know, we're all good runners and we can all carry the ball very well. I suppose myself, Emma and Cora would play in the backs now more so these days, but Emma, I think, is more similar to Katie in the fact that you could throw her into the forwards and she'd be well able to take on players there, and she's a very versatile player. But yeah, so I think Emma and Katie will kind of have that more killer instinct going forward, and then Cora is a sticky defender, and she thinks she got that from Emma as well, watching her maybe playing as we were growing up as well.
Emma stuck very tight to Emma Duggan last time out against me. That was very noticeable. But like, going back to years, Aoife, where did you get the love of GA from?
I suppose it would have started at home. Obviously, our dad Joe has had huge involvement with the ladies GA, especially at club level. You know, he was manager of the senior team for 10 years. So, you know, when we were growing up, he was still playing football with Rathcormac and they were winning county finals, and we would have been there. We would have been very young, but still watching him and all of our other uncles playing in these matches really inspired us to want to compete at that level and get our own medals, obviously. And, you know, all of the Murrays will be very passionate and very supportive of us and our careers in ladies football as well. So it's nice to feel that we have that support from home all the time.
What has been your best day in a Waterford jersey, Aoife?
my best day. I'd say probably the Intermediate All-Ireland back when that was my first year on the panel. So it's kind of hard to beat that All-Ireland win. I missed the Division 2 league when they won that because I was on Erasmus in Germany. So I was gutted to meet that or miss that because I feel we had put so much work in up until that point and I didn't get to celebrate with the girls. But I was still watching on. I was still just as proud. But I feel like that probably would have been up there for me as well if I had been there on that day as well. But yeah.
You got a very nice picture afterwards with Katie and Emma with the trophy after that game, that victory over Kildare.
Yeah, we did. And it was everywhere then afterwards. And it's funny looking back now because we were so young. You know, we were about 15, 16. And I think because it was our first year on the panel, I'd say we kind of thought that we might have maybe more of those big days to come. But I think looking back on it now, you know, we're nearly 26 this year. It just kind of reminds you or makes you think just how special that day was, even though we were young, you know, just kind of to appreciate the fact that we got brought into the panel at such a young age and had the opportunity to win a Waterford medal with the Waterford team, especially with all the experienced players that were there at the time, like Elaine Power, Nora Dunphy, Hopper McGrath and all those.
Away from football, Aoife, where do you work at the moment?
I'm working in Cumber College in Carrick on Shore.
Very good. And what subjects do you teach there?
History and German.
Okay. And how are you finding that so far?
Great. I love it. Yeah, it's a great school. You know, they have a great facilities. It's the newest school in Carrick on Shore, and the facilities they have, especially for sport, are outstanding. And they have a variety of sports going on there, like basketball, soccer, hurling, and football. And there's a great community feel to the school as well, especially in relation to sport, which is one of my favourite aspects of being involved in the Cumber College community.
Well, Waterford Ladies defender Aoife Murray, thanks a million for dropping into studio, and all the best against Cork on Sunday.
Thanks, Tomás. Thank you.